Ricky, thank you so much for joining us this morning. CEO of Vumacam, how are you?
Yeah, all good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Won't you give us some perspective here on Vumacam's network? It is sprawling across Johannesburg. It does provide CCTV across a range of private property spaces. But I'm guessing you would like to indicate to us why it's not actually a risk.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks so much for the opportunity. I think, you know, the first and utmost importance to us is privacy. So we're not here to, you know, intervene or to, you know, track or to do anything on a privacy basis, but really tackle this this crime rate that you know, that we're inundated with on a daily basis. You know, so we've come from the security industry and been involved in the industry for a very long time, and very quickly learned that, you know, the only way that I think we can get a handle or to make a dent in the crime is, you know, increasing the technology and utilizing technology in cooperation with you know, with manpower. And, you know, the proliferation around, you know, fiber rollouts and different connectivity means allowed the, you know, the technology to move up the stack and to be used in a much more efficient manner. And as I say, you know, like, privacy is massive for us. So we've actually gone so far as assisting in writing the code of conduct for the specific, you know, for the industry. We're working closely with Worksman's attorneys, and you know, we really want to be on the forefront of privacy. We're not here to you know, make anyone uncomfortable, but really put out a network of cameras that's utilized by law enforcement and security providers, and you know, to take the criminals off the street so that people don't, you know, have guns to their heads and aren't you know, perpetrated to these crazy crimes that that we hear on a daily basis.
For sure. So, Ricky, just out of interest, I mean, how much of the footage do you store? Do you store footage?
Yeah, we do store footage. We store for 30 days. We've taken our interpretation of the Poppy Act, and, you know, and it says you need to store for a reasonable period of time. In our minds, a reasonable period of time is that 30 days, because, you know, often what happens is a crime takes place and you only find out about it later. Mm. If you had to then, you know, wipe through the footage as, you know, as vehicles went through, you would never know, you know, what that vehicle, you know, criminals are so evolved that they're utilizing, you know, clone number plates, and they actually take a number plate, which is cloned, which is quite easy to do, and put it on the same make of vehicle. So you'd never know that that's actually, you know, a stolen vehicle.
Wow.
Or a vehicle that's been involved in a crime. And only after, you know, investigations take place and guys go through and understand the modus operandi do they then realize. And, you know, so it's very important to have all that footage so the investigators have enough data to work with in terms of trying to solve these crimes.
So, you know, I mean, Heidi, who we spoke to yesterday, I don't think this is her first piece about Vumacam. I mean, is this disruptive to your business, having these kind of investigative articles, or are you happy to have the scrutiny, and as long as you are, you know, given, afforded the opportunity to present your own case?
We're very happy with it. We actually, you know, encourage it. I've met Heidi personally. I think it's very, very important, you know, that we are kept in check. Obviously, we're moving at a rapid rate because the demand is there, and, you know, people want you know, to feel safe, and they want to, you know, put extra measures in place. But the scrutiny is very, very important to make sure that we are ahead of our game and you know, never get used for the wrong reason. So we've gone so far as making sure that, you know, the technology that we use is actually blank screen technology. Only when there's an alert does it pop up. So, you know, when we use the example around the private space, which we talk around shopping centers and these places, it's really around something unusual that happens, and only then does the alert then get popped up to the operator, who then decides what they want to do. So if it's someone running or falling or fighting or someone with a gun, you don't have people staring at the screens. And I think that's the misconception that, you know, that's out there. And that's what, you know, the challenge for us is like, if we can explain how the system used, anyone who comes and sits with us feels super comfortable after that, because, you know, we've put all the belts and braces in place to make sure that it's used for the right reasons and, you know, to curb crime.
I'm grateful you put your hand up to have a conversation with us. I feel much more comfortable. Thank you very much, Ricky.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. CEO of Vumacam, Ricky Crook, giving us a perspective there on the line from Johannesburg.